Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ Family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
We were just talking about at the end of the regular old morning show about Rob DJing his niece's wedding this weekend, tomorrow. Is it a day wedding or a night wedding?
Day. Yeah.
Is it going to stretch into the night, the reception and all? Yeah. Is it going to be, you know, until nobody's left?
I think so.
Party.
So yeah, because they have like I said, they're doing like a late night reception as one of the playlists, and we're doing karaoke as well as one of the last hours.
So what Rob is doing is he's building Spotify playlists and stuff, and then he's going to he's hooking up the equipment and he's going to run the equipment. So he's not going to be getting the crowd hyped and talking and things like that, or mixing and scratching. We may be scratching because he's not used to wearing dress clothes.
That is true.
Scratching his butt.
He just sent me a text of something that's going on that we could talk about on Share Funny. I don't really understand how this works, okay. But what you said was funny.
Okay, so I don't have Spotify, so I'm logged into her Spotify. So I can see the playlist that she's cultivated. Her and her soon-to-be husband have made these playlists. You know, they've gone through it meticulously. But what she doesn't realize is that I can see all of her playlists.
Oh. And they have names?
They do.
Okay. So now it makes sense.
I don't know if she made these playlists, because I know Spotify, you can go find playlists or whatnot, but they're in her list of playlists.
Uh-oh.
So the two that stood out, there's a bunch that are innocent enough. Punk goes 80s, 90s, Taylor Swift, treadmill songs, etc. But there's one called Songs to Dance Really Slutty To. And my personal favorite one, Let's Get Railed.
Hey, you need a playlist for that. I get it.
Railed?
I love it. She's so freaking cool, dude. Your niece is so cool.
I'm dying to hear the Let's Get Railed.
Can you see what songs are on?
Let me find it real quick.
What if it's something crazy?
I like that.
Let's Get Railed? Is she going to be okay with you saying that?
Nah, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm doing her wedding for free.
That Nine Inch Nails song will be on there. Closer. You let me violate you.
The Weeknd is on here with a song called Often.
The Weeknd is always a great soundtrack for getting railed.
Okay, we're talking about sex, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, it is.
I didn't know if that meant high or drunk.
That's on my playlist, too.
Kelly Rowland and Lil Wayne, Motivation.
Oh, that's a good one. She's on it.
Ew, this one's very vulgar name. Wet the Bed by Chris Brown and Ludacris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Neighbors Know My Name by Trey Songz.
Yep.
The neighbors know my name.
She's
The Hills by The Weeknd.
Yep.
There's a lot of The Weeknd on here.
I'm telling you, The Weeknd is go-to for that kind of stuff.
No Guidance by Chris Brown and Drake.
Oh, she's like getting it.
Travis Scott, Wake Up. And I've never heard of this one, but it's Thick, spelled Thique by Beyonce.
I don't know.
So there you go.
I can't get down like that with women singing.
Yeah, you've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
No sexy songs by women.
No sexy songs by women.
Right, because a guy makes a playlist putting himself in that position of like, this is what he's trying to say. So it would have to come through. A man singing. But that's just, I don't know what's more disturbing is that you found that, Rob, about your niece, or Alexis jumping up and proudly being the expert.
Yeah.
On
that's a good one.
music. To get railed.
Well, I have a playlist as well.
Which you would be railed.
Mine's is called. You see the last one? There you go.
Well, we don't have to know what the style is. If you say mine's
the last
is.
One.
The look on Regan's face tells me all I need to know, I think.
It's called Sex and Drugs. It's just.
Yeah.
It'd be like that sometimes.
There was a list of things from some kind of Reddit discussion or something. And I think it would qualify here. 15 things you probably shouldn't brag about. This would be one of them.
Is it?
Yeah, being an expert on songs you want to get to which you would want to be railed.
Listen, this is who I am. Take it or leave it, bud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and
well, you know who I am is taking a dump every day, but I don't do that in front of people.
Well, I'm not doing that in front of people.
You know what you're. You might as well have a face tattoo.
Oh
right
my
now.
God! Get out of here!
You've just shown everyone who you are.
Good.
Time to get railed.
Yeah. Yep.
Warts and all.
It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I was the.
I'm kidding. We know you have. We know how you are.
How am I?
The full name of the other one is "Songs to Dance Really Slutty To Before Going Out." Sorry.
Before going out.
It's very specific.
She's so funny.
Your niece.
Rob. And I don't think she made these. I think she just found them and was like, this is me. Yeah. This is yeah. what I'm. This
yeah.
is,
you're going to tell yourself that anyway.
I need to get Spotify.
Man, who knew the dungeon master was putting it down like that?
Yeah.
He said, welcome to my dungeon.
Oh, yeah. The Magic Gathering in his bedroom.
Yeah. It's gathering right here. Hey, here's the gathering.
All right, ladies. Gather right here and I'm going to show y'all some magic. I'm going to make the magic happen.
Alakazam, abracadabra. Here's my pecker.
Now watch me make it disappear.
Wow.
But do you think it's cool, Rob, that she did choose a guy to spend the rest of her life with who is into board games and all that kind of stuff like you are? Because y'all are really close, you and your niece, right? You think she picked a guy who was like you?
I mean, he's a lot like me, but he's a lot more outgoing, so that's probably
And going out probably.
Yeah,
he's a lot more going out.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he's a cool dude. I like him.
Do you play Magic the Gathering with him?
I have before, yes.
So. Your cousin that you play all the board games with, mm-hmm. have y'all brought him into any of y'all's board games together, or is that too serious where you don't need an outsider in it?
Well, usually when I play games with my cousin, it's like when we get off work.
Yeah.
And he's a teacher, the one my niece is marrying. So
So he's a teacher and Meredith is a teacher.
Yeah.
That's so cute. All you guys have teachers in your fam.
Is he,
You know.
One of the
he is. I can tell by Rob's face.
Indoctrinators, you think?
I think so.
Oh my God!
I think so heavens,
heavens, heavens.
And I'll put it another way. She wouldn't be with someone who wasn't probably.
No, she wouldn't want to be with a conservative. Oh well, I liked her. So she'd rather marry somebody who's. A government agent indoctrinating children. Wow.
Whoa.
Well, that just changed the whole thing.
Yikes.
Sabotaged that playlist.
Yeah.
Of that pervert.
I'm going to add Conway Twitty. Yeah, for real.
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to be in America. But Toby Keith, we'll put a boot in your ass.
Well, let's just hope they don't have children of their own.
That's nice.
No, I mean, just more votes. I got to find somebody to cancel out. This is serious business. They're dangerous.
Dang. Can't believe this.
I know. And you're still close to her, Rob?
Huh?
And you're still close to her?
Yeah. She's one of my best friends.
Oh.
Aw. No wonder. Mm.
Wow. Oh, no wonder what?
You want to be my best friend because I remind you of your niece.
It's not. Can we rewind? Can we rewind the tape a little bit, Rob, and let me find the part where we brought Alexis into this discussion of something about her?
That's why me and Rob get along so well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can see it.
That's not what you just said. Mm.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, what you just said.
Okay, well, that's what I was trying to say.
That's why he wants to be best friends with me.
You do kind of want to be my best friend.
But then when I say you're a liberal, you get pissed.
Yeah, not that part, because I'm not anything. I'm Alexis.
No, but that's what we're talking about. His niece and her soon-to-be husband are both liberal indoctrinators. Oh. And they're blind.
I wasn't talking about that
part. And then you said that's why he likes me so much, because he likes his liberal niece so much.
No, he said that's my best friend. And I was like, I didn't know that was his best friend. That's what I was referring to.
She's one of my best friends. Mm. Okay,
well, now I know two of Rob's best friends. If that doesn't seem like best friend material, I don't know what is.
I wish you knew the third best friend a lot better.
It's me.
Jesus. I'd like to introduce you to my best friend.
I think you need to move him up your ranks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Look at that. I know all of Rob's best friends, his family, get invited to his family's wedding.
Yeah, technically invited yourself to his family's wedding.
Mm. Yeah, no, she totally did.
Perspective.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good comeback. Ah, perspective.
Mm. All right. Alexis has someone who's trying to court her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you talked about?
Yeah.
You did talk about it a little bit before, but you haven't had, much. You weren't interested when we talked about it the first time.
And this made it worse. So.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Good story.
Well, we'll do that next.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ Family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Hold on, I'm trying to sneak this recipe. Smoked chicken, bacon, corn, and beer cheese dip.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yep. Well, look, I'll just damn screenshot it. They didn't provide a link to it.
I didn't give you a heads up on that one. That's my bad. Mm-hmm.
But my daughter... her name Lainey is probably the world's leading expert on The Weeknd, the singer of The Weeknd. And when y'all were talking about his music being so good for the sexy time and she said, "I'm listening to Share Funny right now. What they're saying about The Weeknd is what people who are only surface level fans say."
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's deeper than
that. Well, I don't think that she's going to tell you that she agrees with us. That'd be weird.
But why would she say anything?
Exactly. I'm just saying.
You're not a real fan.
No.
You're just someone looking to get railed.
You don't know Abel like we do.
Yeah.
Nah, Lainey and I have talked about our favorite songs from The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, so Alexa said she had something that she would talk about on Share Funny about a guy trying to take her courting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. It's not really like it's something bad happened, and I didn't share it with you guys because I was embarrassed. But now I've decided to share it with you.
Okay.
Ooh.
We'll do a recap of, you know, how we know this fellow and all.
So about maybe 3 weeks ago, I was working at an event and I met a police officer, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police. And he was very nice, super sweet. We exchanged numbers and we text here and there, but obviously both of our schedules are pretty crazy. Never saved his number, though. I don't ever save people's numbers. Last weekend, I got a little drunk.
God.
And I had a text message come in, and I got confused about who the text message was from, so I called thinking I was talking to someone, and I actually called the police officer, and it was probably past midnight on Saturday night, and I can't even tell you that I can remember what I said to this man, which makes it even worse, because I only remember bits and pieces and talking to him and then realizing that it wasn't the person I thought I was talking to and realizing it was the police officer.
Oh my God.
And I just, you know what I did? I just hung up and turned my phone off, like pretended like it died.
So there's no telling what
I don't know what I told him.
Whether you were like, he thinks that you're leading him on now, or that you were telling him that you wanted him, or telling him that you had just been doing illegal activities.
I definitely hope I didn't tell him that part.
Well, I mean.
And I hadn't been doing illegal activities, so.
You think it would have occurred to her when she called 911? I thought that was a little weird that was his personal phone number.
Yeah.
He's had this number forever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I didn't want to text him the next day and be like, hey, I'm sorry. Because then I would have to be like, what did I even say? And that's embarrassing.
But you have no clue what y'all even talked about?
But I was on the phone. When I checked my phone the next day, I was on the phone with him for at least 9 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And then you just hung up on him.
And then I realized that it was the cop, and I just freaked out, hung up the phone, and just turned it off.
Is he the one that texted you the other day that you didn't know who was texting you? You thought it was a listener?
No, that was a listener.
Oh, it was?
Oh. Yeah, right. Because what they think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, bless his heart.
What do you guys think I should do?
I don't know. Is he in? You blocked him?
No, I didn't block him, but he hasn't messaged me or contacted me since.
I think you're in the clear then.
It might have been that I said something so crazy that he was like, I'm not dealing with that girl.
Well, then you're still in the clear, right?
I still want to know what I said.
Yeah, I feel like you just got to chalk that up.
And it was like past midnight, so he was probably working. Yeah.
How long ago was it?
Patrolling the streets last weekend.
You could have awakened his wife. That would have been bad.
Doesn't have a wife, I hope.
So you talked to him for 9 minutes and don't have any recollection of what you said.
That's wild.
Because I remember thinking that I thought it was someone else.
Where had you been drinking so much?
I had work that day and then I went out after work.
Okay, you worked at the Barely Legal merchandise trailer.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I was off last weekend. I was supposed to go out of town and I didn't. That's what happened. And so I stayed home and I went and bought some beers and I got some tequila.
You got that drunk by yourself? Or did you have company come over to drink with you? Well, you must have been alone if you're calling a guy.
I was drinking by myself. So what?
No, I'm just, I don't, sometimes I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
It sounds
like Riggins gets drunk
were.
By himself all the time.
First of all.
Yeah, he does.
Talk about Alexa. Don't be bringing me into this.
I'm saying that it's fine.
Yeah, well.
It's fine.
Uh-huh. At least you don't drink liquor by yourself. I do.
I do too.
I was definitely bloop. Oh, no, he just puts everybody out there.
Bloop. But he says it before.
All right.
He says it all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'll get in that peanut butter whiskey when I'm home alone.
I'm start making phone calls?
No, I don't.
I don't even know who I was even. Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Minutes.
This is why I don't do that. I thought I was past this stage in my life.
And you have no interest in dating him?
Mm-mm, at all.
But you called him.
Because a text message came in first.
Uh-huh.
And I guess
from him.
And I must have clicked the text message thinking it was someone else because the numbers weren't saved.
Why don't you save numbers?
Because I don't know if I'm going to keep talking to them. So that's an investment of me saving the contact.
Yeah, but it's also a precaution now.
Learning that
you don't do this.
It takes 2 seconds to give type letters. In police officer.
Now, the person you thought you were talking to, is that somebody that you'd be talking sexy stuff to and flirting with and all that?
Yeah, perhaps.
Ooh. All right, well then. Yeah, which is why you jumped on it when the text came in. Ooh, I'm drunk. I'm alone.
Dang, you called. A 30-year-old that calls somebody?
I know.
No,
she's 32.
I'm 32.
Oh,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
But that's still the age.
I'm so like embarrassed.
She's headed to her mid 30s.
No, I'm not. I am still in my early 30s.
And he's your same age?
He's a year younger than I am.
The cop is?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he didn't want to answer that phone call either, but right. He's like, okay.
Yeah, he may just think that you got squirrels in your head.
Yeah.
And he dodged a bullet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Which also makes me feel some type of way too, though, even though I don't want to date him.
What type of way?
Like, I don't want him thinking I got squirrels in my head.
But
even though I don't want to date him, I don't. I got chipmunks. They're cuter. I got chipmunks in my head.
Drunk chipmunks. I bought some beer and some tequila.
I did.
Party for one.
Holy cow.
I was having a good time.
Yeah, but at least you know that everybody you invited to the party showed up.
Yeah.
Great. What if that was it? What if you were trying to get him to come over?
No, I wasn't.
And, well, you don't know what you said. You say you don't know what you even said.
Oh.
So what if you thought you were trying to get the other guy to come over and you're trying to get the cop to come over and he turned you down?
That's great, because I'm sure that I probably had things out that I would not have wanted him to see.
Yeah, but he comes over as a as a personal visit.
Mm.
But if he turns you down, that's because he thinks you got squirrels in your head. So either way, you're going to, as you say, be feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better not just don't find out.
No, you got to call him.
I'm not calling him again. You're crazy.
Call him and say, hey, what did I say and why didn't you want me?
No, I'm not even going to admit that.
I don't want you, but why didn't you want me?
Why
did
you call back?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Copper.
Uh-huh.
Did he even try to call back?
No. Well, I turned off my phone right away, so
how long
I don't know.
Did you turn it off
but couldn't you see whether or not he tried to call you?
Not if the phone's turned off.
No. Really?
Not unless he left a message.
Yeah.
Mm. How often do we get those stories in the news about, like, the drunk person that calls the cops for a ride home or something?
Oh, yeah.
They've got meth on them. And
they request a certain cop because he's handsome and he's sexy.
And then they come and they're like, you can't use 911 for that. He basically did that.
Yeah, basically.
Not so you think he was working?
I think he was working. But because I know he works nights. For the most part. So it had to be. He was on patrol. And here I am. He's just over here keeping our streets safe. And he gets a drunk phone call from someone he barely knows. And who knows what the hell I said.
But that does say something that he was, he put in such an effort to get your attention, to get you to talk to him, flirting with you and all that. And then you call him. And haven't heard from him since.
I know, right? That's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm like, I said something crazy. Because it's not like he texts me, he's like, are you okay? Like, he never even texts me to be like, are you okay? Like, the phone, you know. Yeah.
What did the text say?
What text?
The one that he sent that you thought came from somebody else.
Let me see.
How you going to figure out where it's at? You got all these damn numbers that don't have names.
If I didn't erase it.
I'd be erasing text threads. Don't play with me.
You'd be doing that.
Yeah,
it do be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
She has to because she doesn't put names on them, so they get so cluttered in her inbox.
I do be doing that.
Yeah, and a lot of people text me, so okay. Jokes
but
on
I'm
you.
Saying if you, I'm saying if you were still trying to figure out what was going on with that conversation and all, you wouldn't delete it.
But I was so embarrassed that I could have probably been like, I'm just
But was it flirty or was it just a matter of fact? Like, how's it going?
Okay, so his, sorry.
This is crazy.
The last texts that I have from him. Texas. Well, I text him. The last time I texted him was Thursday, September 15th at 5:22. And I said, hey, Mr. Police.
Wow.
So, okay, but why are you texting him?
I don't know why I did that.
Why are you initiating a conversation if you don't like him?
Because he had texted me last, and I had not responded to that text message.
Okay.
So then he said, sorry, just got off work. I know you're probably sleeping tomorrow. We can talk tomorrow. And that's the text message that I saw, and I guess I must have called him from that.
And how long ago was it? September 15th?
September 15th, yeah.
So you've been sitting on
That wasn't September 15th. That was last weekend. Right? Or maybe I erased the messages, the last messages that he sent me.
You were like, oh,
yeah, like I probably did that.
But you can't remember if it was flirty or just kind of matter of fact.
She don't remember.
Yeah, she don't remember.
I just remember that I was already in my bed too, and I remember talking to him, and I'm laughing, and all of a sudden I just realize, oh no, like this is not this person. This is the cop. And I must have erased the messages, because I do that when I'm embarrassed about stuff. I'll just erase it so I don't have to read that I did it.
Are the two people that you got mixed up, the cop and then the other guy that you really wanted to talk to, are they the same race?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
So you couldn't tell by the voice that it was that person?
No, probably not.
And one didn't have a certain accent than the other?
Mm-mm.
Hey, what are you doing calling me? Sorry, you silly goose.
Oh. Wrong guy. Like, that's so embarrassing.
Right then.
Yeah, right.
I over there straight away.
I've woken up before and seen that I've texted someone and like deleted the whole thread just so I don't even know what I had, what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it hurts.
Now we're seeing a pattern of stuff here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're building a pattern.
What's the pattern?
The pattern is you have found yourself in situations where you are embarrassed afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Which isn't unusual, but you certainly don't want to add to the embarrassment by starting these conversations when you're intoxicated.
No, I usually don't do that. That's why I was like, what happened?
You're too old to be like doing the drunk text. Like,
exactly.
Yes. Not in like a... But you're more mature.
And I don't really drink like that anymore either. That's the other thing. I don't stay up late. It was last weekend because I was going to go out of town, and I didn't, so I had 2 days off.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said it reeks of desperation.
Somebody?
Who said that?
I just heard that somewhere.
Oh, so you just heard it?
Mm-hmm.
In your ear?
Yeah, my IFB.
Mm-hmm. It's not like I did it on purpose to be desperate. If I was drunk, I don't have control over what I did.
Well, it's your subconscious that did it. Your subconscious was just...
My subconscious might be desperate, honestly.
Yeah.
You're desperate.
Like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, your subconscious is a one of those plant people, horny ologists or whatever, that hornicology.
No, horniologist.
Yeah.
Right. Horniologist.
Did you bring that up in therapy yesterday?
Nope.
Okay, well, now you have something to talk about next week.
Yeah, or at AA.
Yeah. Either one is fine.
My therapy happens at the school after hours with a group of people.
Court order therapy.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Earlier in the regular old morning show, we did a thing where we were talking about women saying, after I saw him blank, how did it go? After I saw him blank,
everything
changed. So you got a guy that you're really digging and all, and then... You see him do something, and you never looked at him the same way again, and it messed up the relationship. Yeah. What were some of them that came in after we had gotten past it, Regans, that were good?
One woman said she saw him. Well, some of these are really scandalous that I don't even know if we should mention now. A lot of good things.
Yeah.
I saw him playing with my younger brothers and things like that in the yard, and everything changed. I don't remember any of the bad ones.
Somebody said saw him peeing in the shower.
Yeah.
A lot of people go, well, what's the big deal about that? He was standing across the room.
Yeah.
Into the shower.
Yeah.
Check this out. Check out this.
It's like peeing in the pool from the diving board. It's completely different.
Exactly.
Here was the one that was really weird. She walked in on her ex-boyfriend using the restroom and caught him sniffing his poop on the toilet.
Ew,
paper.
Oh, yeah. That's so disgusting.
She asked him about it, and apparently it's something he's done since childhood.
Well, don't people out in the wild smell animal poop to see if they're sick or something?
Maybe.
Maybe he saw that on TV and was like, try it out.
Why would you need to know whether or not like a bear is sick?
But don't you need to know what you're sniffing for?
I don't know.
Like, you can't just go.
I just know they do it out in the wild.
This one's not normal.
I think that's how they track down certain animals, mm-hmm. by their poo.
And Denisha has split away from her usual routine of insulting us to actually respond to what it is that we've asked.
Which is why we were confused, because I thought she was insulting one of us.
She said, dig deep into his nose. Raw dog at that.
Hey, that's what she saw. Uh-huh. He probably didn't know you were watching.
Yeah, because all of us immediately say, oh, if that's Denisha saying that, she's insulting one of us. So who was caught on video picking her nose?
I was scouring all our videos to see who it was.
That's something you really don't want to see. The one you love picking their nose.
Mm-mm.
That's why I do it in private.
Would you rather see a guy, Alexis, if you walk in, would you rather see him digging in his nose or with a hand down the back of his pants, scratching his butt?
Like in the crack?
Yeah.
Underneath.
Well, you can't tell where he is.
Because I mean, that's a difference. Because
is he scratching one of the buttocks?
Yeah, if it's the cheek, it's then I'm fine. Okay with that.
But if he's on the anus, I'm not liking that.
Right. Is his back arched while he's doing?
Yeah, like that. It depends.
You're not gonna know when you walk in the room what it is. You just see he's got his hand down the back of his pants and he's working.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say that I would go with the back of the pants just because I'm hoping that he's just scratching his butt cheeks. With the nose, his finger's in his nose no matter what.
All right. What about digging and scratching down the front of his pants versus the back of his pants?
I'll take the front of the pants.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, because there's no holes there.
And that's a double standard. That's a double standard. You know, I always like to point out the double standards with the opposite sexes. If a guy sees a woman scratching herself in the front,
is that not cute?
He's not going to be nearly as forgiving as she is when he's scratching down the front of his.
What do you mean? That's not cute? You don't like that?
Inside the pants.
Yeah, just... Or outside of her shorts, even just like, ugh. Oh my God. That's something that men are more easily forgiven about that women aren't.
What if you got a scratch? What are you supposed to do? An itch?
Huh?
What if you got an itch? What are you supposed to do as a girl?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying that I don't know if I'd necessarily hold it against them, but you just don't see women going around, you know, pawing at themselves. Like, men are always scratching. It's like men itch way more than women, obviously, or they just can't handle an itch as well.
Or readjusting.
That's a different thing. I mean, still, you can't help that.
Yeah, you can.
But if you got if a woman has an itch down the front of her pants, then, you know, I guess she would go somewhere, sneak off somewhere where nobody can see her. But I've never seen a woman just go into town scratching herself. Like men do.
What if she's like scratching her boobs? Would that be weird?
No.
Going to town?
No, honey, that's fine.
Or under boob?
That's fine, because, you know, we would assume that maybe that bra's irritating or whatever.
Getting a wedgie out?
Wouldn't bother me a bit. It's different because, and here's the thing, society has come to understand that men scratch down there. A lot. But if a woman is doing it, something must be wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
She must have something.
That thing is not there.
Mm-hmm. That's what people think. No, wait, I didn't hear that, but I'm glad.
It's pretty vulgar.
Yeah.
It was not vulgar. I just said vulgar. That thing's not thinging.
Yeah, it wasn't that vulgar. It was gross, but...
Especially if she gets a... You know, one of those souvenir back scratcher things.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
She's got it.
It says, like, welcome to Myrtle.
Ew. Yeah.
And Myrtle is the nickname she's given it.
Yeah. That's Myrtle.
No, Myrtle's itching.
Tell tell Jody that's the new name. That's what we start calling it. Myrtle. Say my Myrtle. It's so gross.
So gross.
Fuck in there. She's scratching her old Myrtle.
Oh my God, I just got...
What?
Talking about the things when you saw your ex or significant other do something, I had a message come in and she said, my ex-boyfriend was naked on the bed, rolled over to face me, and as I was walking into the room, propped his head on his hand and tucked his damn penis between his legs. I was like, I'm out. Who does that? Why would was a guy
trying,
do that?
Was he trying to be funny?
But why would that be funny?
I think that's hilarious.
That's a good one. That's a knee slap. Hey, check this out.
You ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like, eek.
I'm leaving. We're done.
I'm out of here.
I'm not interested in that kind of playfulness.
What? I'm a little pretty girl.
Buffalo Bob. Oh, that's too funny. Boys are weird.
But I don't think that's fair. I think women ought to be able to scratch without judgment.
Yeah, I don't. Judge everybody for doing that in front of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Judge them all. That's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But guys have ways to do that without being, you know, crass.
Yeah, you can at least be a little subtle with it.
You can kind of walk in a certain way.
Yeah.
But I'm even talking about if it's a couple that's, you know, that's been together for a while and they're just the two of them. If he's, you know, walking through the house scratching himself, it's more forgivable, or she's more forgivable for that than he would if she's just walking scratching down in front of her pants. He's like, what are you doing? Like, what's wrong with you?
Do it one time just to get his reaction. Walk by it in front of the TV.
I feel like I'm sitting on a bed of fire ants.
That's ugly.
Oh, oh, what's wrong with me? But I have been itching all
time. That's a TikTok trend waiting to happen. See, check your partner's reaction when you scratch yourself in front of them.
Oh, God, this is bad.
That's so funny. I'm gonna bust out laughing. No, you didn't. What the? That was nasty. Oh my gosh!
All right, so we gotta take a break. We got more coming up next. Last segment of the week, y'all. Coming up.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Family. Let's
go! All right. It's fall, y'all. You know that. And so that means it's fresh ball fall. So the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is now just overflowing with things. So, you know, Manscaped has been a sponsor of Share Funny for years. And that's because we're cool, right? So you want everything to be neat and clean and... you know, looking handsome down there. So there are 10 things in the Platinum Package. The Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer, that's the skin safe technology. The Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. It has the same skin safe technology, as well as the ultra premium body wash and ultra premium 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner. So you see, taking it from the one just part of your body to the rest, making you clean and smell good. Also comes with the aluminum-free ultra-premium deodorant, and it's not pumpkin spice, so it smells like a man. It's got that signature Manscaped scent. You know, all their products smell good. And then the deodorant for downstairs, as well as the toner for downstairs, keeping you fresh, and the boxer briefs that are so cool, hot, top quality material, feels so nice, and the Shed travel bag, which is awesome.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a lot of stuff.
I know, 10 things come in that. So you want to go ahead and order it and get 20% off by using the code ACETJ at manscaped.com. They're also going to throw in free shipping with that as well. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ, 20% off and free shipping for that 10-part Platinum Package 4.0.
Nice.
It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like they send you the whole store.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
With that. Rob, you still using that shampoo? Is it the shampoo or the body wash that you use?
I use the shampoo. I used both for a while, but I ran out of body wash.
Okay. Well, I know where to get you some more.
Okay.
If you like it.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they just send me stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
I want something.
This is all
from
men's
Manscaped
products.
Yeah. I could still use
you can't even have stuff that's made for a man's undercarriage, his genitalia area, without you wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that you deserve it.
It's for my junk, not you.
I'm not saying that I deserve it, but I would like it.
What you gonna do with men products?
The clippers or whatever? I could just use those for whatever, for my hair or whatever I need it for.
Have it there for your guests?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She might have man-like, you know.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You say for her guests?
Mm-hmm.
I could have those wipes there for, you know, my friends.
Well.
That's nice.
Yeah, the wipes aren't part of this package. That's a different deal. So
imagine being a guy and like, I just took a huge dump at Alexis's house. You need to upgrade the kind of guys you have.
They better
around.
Not. No, I'm saying the to keep the stuff fresh down there.
Oh.
Not for
those
dumps.
I think they're called... I think they call them ball wipes.
I think so.
Yeah, ball wipes.
Yeah.
You're like, go wipe your balls first.
Yeah, so imagine you're a guy, you're over at a girl's house, and she's got all these products for men. Yeah. You got to think, how much activity goes through here where she needs products to take care of all the men that come over?
Yeah.
Or it could be like, listen, if you want to hang out with me, you better make sure that... Mm-hmm. Be fresh.
Those things are toned.
Exactly.
The Manscaped ones are called crop mops.
Exactly. That's right.
Crop mop yourself.
Mm-hmm. For ball, butt, and body wipes.
Yeah, ball, butt.
Mm-hmm.
Ball, butt, and body. 3 Ds.
Wipe your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys.
Say, you know, I got a free prostate exam yesterday, Alexis. I want one.
I'm in chemotherapy.
I want to be in chemotherapy.
Nobody gave me chemo.
That's not fair.
My grandmother's in hospice.
I want to be in hospice.
Shut up.
Can I go?
I just want to be, like, included. That's
must be
all.
Nice to have
what's
a place to stay.
I want a hospice spice latte.
Fair.
I don't like being left out.
Yeah, we know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
It triggers me.
Yeah.
Y'all want to be triggers to my life?
I think we're already. Everything's a trigger to you that you don't agree with.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Did that trigger you?
Yeah. Y'all stay triggering me, honestly.
So when you're drinking tequila alone.
Yeah.
Not knowing who you're talking to on the phone.
Yeah.
Do you drink it straight out of the bottle? Or are you drinking it from a glass? Neat. How does one drink? You just sip it?
Yeah, I take shots.
Shots. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you do shots of tequila.
Yep.
I always thought shots were, you know, a group activity.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I have Khaleesi's there.
Is she taking them too?
No, but she's there, so it's not like I'm fully by myself.
Hmm.
If I've learned anything from my niece and Meredith, you don't take shots alone. Because that's why I always get shots.
I take shots alone. Bonker. I'm my own best friend. I want to hang out with me more than anybody else anyways.
I'm not judging you for that. I'm just saying, but why would you even pour it in a glass? Why not just turn up the bottle? You're the only one there.
Because if someone else comes over and I pour them, I don't want my germs to be on there.
I mean, if
the germs aren't living on that tequila bottle.
It's the same as me going into my own fridge and drinking straight out the bottle from like a juice bottle.
No, it's not, because alcohol kills the...
No, I'm not doing that. That just doesn't seem classy.
Right, but doing shots with chasing beer chasers alone in your apartment with a disco light.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I was going through something, okay?
Is that what you say to yourself when you're drinking these shots? Yeah. I'm so classy.
I'm classy as hell.
You don't know anybody classier than me.
Of class.
What would your mom say if she just popped over to visit you and you... doing tequila shots in the living room by yourself?
Nothing, because my mom drinks by herself all the time.
Does she do shots by herself?
I'm sure she does.
I didn't think they allowed that in her church.
You can drink, you can't be drunk, is what they say.
You gotta know where the...
You gotta know the limit.
Hey, and drunk is, you know, different for every person.
Yeah, it's subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, my mom has a drink every night, whether it's wine or... Mostly wine, though.
So how much of a bottle of tequila do you go through when you're doing shots at home?
I get the small. So I got the small bottle of Casamigos Añejo, which is, I think I want to say, 0.75.
Well, you don't have to call me names.
It's not the regular size bottle, though. It's a small bottle.
So
it's
is
not
it,
a handle.
Is it a pint?
How many ounces is in a pint?
I don't know. But there's a, it goes half pint, pint, fifth. Mm-hmm. Is where it usually goes.
I think 1.75 is a regular bottle, so it's smaller than that.
Yeah, probably not a fifth. I mean, a fifth is like a standard.
Yeah.
Was it this size?
Yeah, how many ounces is that?
This is 750 milliliters.
Yeah, that size.
Okay.
So that's like the smaller bottle. But it's Casamigos Añejo, so.
It's a good one.
Stop calling me that. I'm not an añejo.
You're an añejo. Hijo de tu pinche madre.
Yeah, that's 1.5 pints is the 750.
Okay. But a fifth is a fifth of a gallon. Mm-hmm. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
That's why it's called a fifth. It's a fifth of a gallon.
Yeah.
And then a handle is a half gallon.
Oh, so this is a fifth.
It's a fifth, yeah. 750 milliliters is a fifth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how much did you drink of that?
Like half a bottle.
Okay. So you drank a pint.
I drank like maybe like four shots or five shots.
She drank a tenth.
And that wouldn't have been a fifth, would it?
Yeah, but it wasn't gone.
I didn't
gone.
Finish the bottle.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Four shots and half the bottle's gone? That's
four
a fifth?
Or five shots.
They were tall shots, I bet.
I mean, I'm like filling it to the rim of the shot glass.
And it's a you know, like a cup like this.
So my shot glasses are actually red Solo cups.
Yeah,
calling them shots makes me feel better.
I make Jello shots for myself all the time.
Do you?
Whatever, dude. Don't care.
I walk by and I hand myself a Jello shot from a silver tray. I have all the colors in the rainbow.
Yeah,
just love it. I make Jello shots with Malibu rum.
Ooh. Do you know what that means? That I drink by myself. That I have enough love for myself that I can drink alone.
Ooh, who said?
I say.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You need to be saying that to a class.
To your sponsor.
Yeah. In a meeting.
Even people at AA are like, holy shit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you know I had to go to AA when I got my DUI? I was, like, forced to do it.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever thought about how it would have been so much better if you'd have gone before your DUI? There wouldn't be a DUI.
Exactly.
Well, have fun this weekend, Alexis. You know you got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be careful
with your two friends, yourself and I. All right, bye.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. Ow, there it is. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.